or be sold. Get loud. Be proud. Sink or swim. What's it gonna be? You've tuned into the Human Food Factor Show. A proactive viewpoint about where we are headed, who is taking us there, and why. Here's your host, Howard Axtell.
We're back again on the Human Food Factor Show here broadcasting out of Liberty, Tennessee. I'm Howard Axtell. And
I'm Ron Lewis.
And we're here to bring you the news that you will not hear on the mainstream media. We are alternative radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network in Texas being broadcast worldwide. We're ready to go, folks. We are a prepper show, but the interesting part about preparing for something that may or something that is headed our way. We're all shocked that it hasn't really hit us yet, but we know it's going to. So we decided to try to do our best to help by helping people find a road or the means to be becoming self-sufficient. Now, we can call it prepping or preparedness or whatever you want to call it, but at the end of the day, it's how we used to lead our lives.
It's called smart.
We used to prepare, I was talking to somebody today. We used to buy food to last a week. We'd buy everything we'd need for a week. Now it's, well, okay, I'll pick something up on the way home and we'll just pop it in the microwave and dinner done. You know, we are so sped up by computer technology and these digital telephones that it has got us stacked so packed. Our time, there isn't a second of our day that isn't being monitored by us digitally. You never have a time to yourself to be able to think. Everybody's acting just reacting.
They're reacting
instead of acting. And in any event, to get back to what we're talking about here, being self-sufficient, it doesn't have to be preparing for an event. It's actually a road to, number one, knowing what you're eating, because it is a proven fact. You can find it in the minutes of the CFR. You can find it at the UN, of course. You can find it everywhere. 95% of the food that we're buying over the counter and on the supermarket shelves has got genetically modified organisms in it, and the stuff is not good for you. That's why people are fat. The only thing good about the food, it tastes good because it's got aspartame in it. It's got, let's see, how do they get aspartame passed? You only use a tenth as much because it's 10 times sweeter than any other sweetener. Yeah. So they figured, okay, you won't use enough to kill you because it's toxic poison. And just like, you know, fluoride and toothpaste, they don't figure you're going to use enough toothpaste to kill you. So don't swallow the stuff. That's why they've got a poison label on the back of the tube, yeah, folks. Anyway, just heads up on this stuff. If you're preparing your own food and you know what you're buying, certified organic, grind your own flour, make your own bread. Yes, it takes a minute. But I'll tell you what, you have never put anything in your mouth that tastes good like homemade bread. It's amazing. You get the Country Living grain mill like we all have.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do. As a matter of fact, thank you, Ron, for that, because Ron steered me to it. And usually we've got a fellow on here named Chuck, and hopefully he will join us today. And Gary may even join us out of Arkansas as well. Making your own flour. Ron shows up one day here, and he goes, hey, all right, I want some bread. And I took a little piece about 4 inches long, you know, a loaf, and drops it in my hand. It weighed about 4 pounds. And I took a bite of that, and I went, oh, my God, this stuff tastes good. And today I fix a tuna fish sandwich, and I take just the corner piece of bread that was falling off and pop it into my mouth. nothing. It was like a piece of cardboard in my mouth. I'm going, uh-huh, that's right. See, we know about this stuff. Now, we're going to talk about this and that and the other thing. We're going to get back to some news that you won't hear on the main news. And this is coming into our first break. This is Howard Axtell wishing you a very good Saturday afternoon. And we'll be back right after the break. Thanks for listening.
The Human Food Factor Show is looking for sponsors. If you would like to advertise your service, organization, or your product on the Human Food Factor Show, this is perfect timing because we are looking for you. We can prepare a first-class advertising spot for you at no cost. Then you can take your pick and choose how many spots you'd like per show. We will create a static ad for your business for our website pages and link your ad to your website. If you are looking for a comfortable, effective, and affordable advertising solution, this is the opportunity you've been waiting for. This is an aggressive yet affordable method for reaching as many potential sales as possible. Give yourself and our listeners the opportunity to meet you and hear your offer. Reach out and touch someone with an advertising solution that meets the needs of our listeners and your business. Call HRA 615-410-7924. That number again is 615-410-7924.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at Herbal Healer.
Looking for answers? You're tuned in to the right place. The Human Food Factor Show with your radio god, Howard Axtell.
Hooka booka, folks. It's really good to have you here today. Man, I have been so sick. I can't believe I'm even in a good mood. Man, oh, man. Gary, you hang tight there, buddy. Of course we'd like to have you on. I hope Chuck shows up, too. We'll give you guys, are great to have on the show. We've got a fella hanging in the eaves here that, has always got something valuable to offer. Good man, Gary from Arkansas. In any event, this thing is hack, hack, cough, cough. I'm going, oh, those dang chemtrails are really making me cough a lot. Like everybody else I know. All of a sudden, same day, everybody came down with this horrible, starting to pour green stuff and all that kind of garbage and everything. Just terrible, terrible, and feeling horrible. Woke up 3 days ago and I went, oh boy, I recognize that one. But you know what? There's a difference between then, when I used to have these, and now. Now I don't really get them, knock on wood. I live better. I eat better food. I'm much, much more conscious. I hate the research has led me to a place where I'm actually afraid of what I buy without knowing what it is because I know what they're doing to our food. 95% of the food on supermarket shelves has got GMO organisms in it, and I'm going to tell you.
And it's being radiated, and it doesn't have to be labeled.
Super pasteurized. Yeah. I mean, what that does to milk is it separates the fat molecules from the carrier that carries it out of your body. So in other words, you absorb all that direct fat right off of the milk just because they insist it has to be pasteurized. And super pasteurization, look at the label. Look at the label. Super pasteurization. It kind of like the last nail in the coffin as far as having any nutrients left in milk. And that's really without it having by side effects like fattening you. You know, that's what the American public is suffering from, eating tons of food, trying to get nutrients and not getting nutrients. That's why everybody, including me, not including Ron, of course, are getting overweight. But if you grow your food, you grow squash and you bring it inside and you slice that baby up and freeze it, and then one day you pop that stuff out and you eat some, 30 minutes later, you've got a rush. It makes you feel good, and you can feel it, and there's a distinct difference between what you've been eating and the stuff that came out of the garden. Point is, the stuff we're buying in the stores is not necessarily good for you. So if you know what you're buying and you're preparing your own foods, you'll live better. You'll be healthier. And in the event of whatever is coming, we all know there is a very dark, very large cloud up there, and it is aimed directly at us. And everything, all these little problems that have been happening and cropping up, they're all pointed at our food supply. Now, Obama didn't think all of this stuff up by himself. He's not that smart. He just got dropped into the office in his socks and his little family and whatnot. And he got bought in, and then he took our tax dollars and paid everybody else back that bought him in. And, how do you think that it happens that he had a foreign student ID card at Columbia University, for starters? You know, how is it that he's using a Social Security number of a guy that died? It's the oldest trick in the book for obtaining a false ID. That's the oldest trick in the book. You get somebody that died. You go to, Mike Smith. Okay, good deal. And you become Mike Smith because Mike Smith's not around to bitch about it. See? You know, how about all of these executive orders? Okay, George Bush Sr. signed 5,000 in his second term. Now, I have not verified that, but I've seen it in two different places, so don't quote me on that. But that is an extraordinary amount of war power acts for anybody to sign at all, period, let alone in one term. Now,
when we weren't at war.
Yeah, and when we aren't at war, and it wasn't necessary, and there's plenty of time to vote and plenty of time for people to take a look at it. And then these executive orders. There is no man on the planet that can sit down for 30 days and create 130 executive orders, some of which are 1,600 pages long, or health bills for that matter. They were prepared for somebody to their specifications by somebody else who gave them to someone else that set them on that desk to be signed by whoever got in that chair. That's how it's worked. People don't realize this. It isn't the whatever you want to call it in the chair, in the administration. It's the people behind the program that are getting this program put together. They've been around a long time. They've got a plan for us, and this is how they're doing it. Now, we fast-tracked into these last set of executive orders are fast-tracked into combining all the old executive orders into one or two little fat ones.
Yeah.
And they're billy bad ones. These ones combined all those ones that said, we're going to take over all the water. We're going to take over all the waterways, all the roadways, all the airwaves for travel and for communications, all communications, your property, all waterways on your property, whatever you're growing, whatever you own, whatever you're doing on that property, including human resources, meaning our labor. Write down all the legal framework is in place. He signed it. It's law. It is law. Then he signed another one about a month before that where if you didn't like it, you can be detained
indefinitely.
All right, detained indefinitely. Hey, it's got a little warm, fuzzy sound to it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
without charges. Don't bother getting a lawyer because you haven't been charged with anything, but you can be detained indefinitely if you don't like what the deal is. Now, I kind of thought that was home of the brave, land of the free.
No. You got to thank Nazi Germany.
Oh, ting, ting. Ah. Oh, wait a minute. No, that's China. I'm sorry. And that was not a slur. It was humor. Sarcastic humor, if you will. In any event, we're being listened to all across the United States. We've got a number of states all wrapped up in AM, FM, and everything else. And we've had calls in here from Ireland, England, Canada, lots of Canada. Canada's great. Those people are going through the same type of garbage we are. I mean, they're producing tons of oil, and you ought to buy a liter of gas in Canada. It's enough to make your hair fall out. You know, these companies are these mega companies are just, they got you by the huevos. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they can charge anything you want. If you've got an electrical utilities company in your area, they know they got you because there are no more. They're the only game in town. They got a monopoly. Gee, I thought that was illegal.
It used to be.
Go figure. Imagine that. I guess they must have got those pesky little guys out of there. Yep. In any event, here we are. We got guys getting elected. They sit in the chair. Here's a stack of these executive orders prepared by God knows who, and they're signing them back to back. Bam, bam, bam. There's no war going on in this country. They got plenty of time. You know, it was designed. They didn't have time to talk to Congress. They didn't have time to talk to the people. They just had to get it done right now, thus the executive order. Well, they've been using this to pound nails in a coffin, and we're in the...
They're bypassing the House. They're bypassing the Senate. They're bypassing the people. They're doing what they want to do the way they want to. If you don't like it, tough.
And we voted them in, folks. That's our great democratic system. We're the ones that voted them in, and they are in there. What gets me is why are the state governments, Congress, the House, Senate, backing all of these executive orders? There's also a clause in there, the executive order. Congress has got 6 months in which to review whatever executive order got passed, and they can nullify it. Congress has not nullified a single executive order since this process started. And it's their job, but we voted them in. So who's telling who what to do? That's the part that's scary. That is scary because it's the one that's ordering these things written to somebody else, to their specification, comes through the Apollo group and floats around over here. Van Jones got to throw a lick in there and then pops it on the desk. And whoever jumps in the chair, oh, wow, that's number three to sign. You know, that's what's going on, you know, and the state governments are backing this stuff because they get paid to. You know, self-sufficiency. There we go, right back to it. Self-existence. It is the opposite of socialism. Being able to provide for yourself in a free enterprise market versus the government will take care of all of us. With a proven history of failure. Since the beginning, they're the ones that borrowed money from the bankers over in England after we won the war, and we've been under their thumb ever since. We're chemtrails. Nobody wants to take credit, it being so good for us. But the UN knows all about it. It's in their minutes. CFR knows all about it. It's in their minutes. It turns out this is a stock market item now. States are actually buying rain. We're having a drought. What do we got to do? Okay, you got room for two more FEMA camps, you know, just in case. And sure, what's the date? And they make it happen, folks. They make it happen. They are controlling the weather and having them all doing it. Now, we're going to get into at our expense, of course. Call in, folks, 1-800-313-9443. We'll be back right after the break.
Have you ever wanted to hear your songs on CD? Discquick Manufacturing can turn your album project into a professional product, ready for publishers and record companies worldwide. Now is your chance. You can have your project pressed into store-ready albums and never again be embarrassed by a lesser quality product. Imagine all your hard work turned into CDs, giving you the advantage that every new and legendary artist needs to have. Discquick Manufacturing will create your CD project right out of Nashville, Tennessee, Music City, USA. Be the best that you can be. Find us on the web at www.discquickmfg.com for a quote on the finest product manufacturing money can buy. Take your talent to the next level today. Call Discquick Manufacturing Incorporated at 615-410-7924. That number again, 615-410-7924.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Back to Connecting the Dots, the Human Food Factor Show, with your host, Howard Axtell.
Yes, we are back again. This is Howard Axtell on the Human Food Factor Show, broadcasting out of Liberty, Tennessee, down to Texas, to the Republic Broadcasting Network, our favorite folks. Great outfit, alternative news radio. This is news that you just have. It's producing the results of massive amounts of research, is what it is. It's a group effort. It's not just a couple of talking heads. It is a group effort of a very large, we like to call it the sleeping giant, people with hands that have worked, people that are smart. You know, they still feel things. They take time. They can feel things. They work. They're not just talking heads. We usually spend the first two segments of the show talking about, you know, why we need to be concerned. And I think we're going to take this into a, I don't know if I have enough time this segment. Last time it cut us off a little early last week, but I'm going to get into this. There have been a number of things that going on in this country for a while now, since the late 90s. And that seems to be a real significant turning point date for a number of things, chemtrails being one. Also moving the food production out of this country. And I don't mean creating new foods. I mean growing our own foods. They have paid the companies that drove the little guys out of business for the most part. Now you've got the other companies in that are growing these chemically enhanced plants that actually cross-pollinate with the good stuff, and it's a trademarked item, and it's polluting the good stuff in this country. So basically, it's all going to turn out whatever this company is, seeds that are selling that have this garbage in it, are producing these genetically modified plants and whatnot. And every bit of processed foods, that's the word I was looking for. Food production and food processing is two completely and totally different things. Production is where we grow our own. The first thing they did was cut off one of the largest, the water supply to one of the largest, most fertile growing areas in the world. And that's out in California. What's the name of that place?
San Joaquin Valley.
The San Joaquin Valley, indeed. I mean, these poor people, not only do they not have a job, they've got, I mean, they're going bankrupt. They can't grow their food. That's where we used to get our food from, folks. California, Texas, Florida, three of the major primaries right there, you know, not including wheat and that sort of thing. And it has made it impossible for them to grow in this country. Plus, you've got our illustrious government through NAFTA is actually paying these companies to produce the food somewhere else where there is no regulation, for one, and labor is pennies on the dollar, literally. And plus, as one guy dies, there's one right behind him. So that's what this is about. A very inexpensive and disposable workforce, and there are no laws controlling pesticides or how this food is being handled before it comes here. We may process it here, but we are a consumer-based society in America now. Serious. We've got a couple of problems with that. Number one, besides the food production being moved out, we've also got geoengineering of our atmosphere. Now, they're spraying stuff that kills plants. You know, it kills living organisms because it's poisonous. Aluminum, barium salts, and that sort of thing. And they've been doing this really heavy since 1990, but about a year ago, they really ramped it up. You probably noticed that the sky really isn't blue when it's blue anymore. It's kind of whitey, milky looking. So we've got this problem. We've got the food production being moved out of this country for another problem. And then we've got these genetically modified foods taking over the food that is being produced here. And what bothers, there is a fourth problem. The fourth problem now is Roundup Ready crops are being reinfected by a stronger strain of the primary insects that they were modified to resist. I mean, they had poison added to them so they'd resist the poison and they'd kill the bugs and yada, yada, yada. Well, these bugs are coming back with a nature vengeance. They've evolved, evolution. And now they got a big problem. They've got grass that's producing cyanide, and killing the animals that's eating it. I mean, these are idiots. These are people that could care less about what is going on because of the money, folks. It's all about the money. And, gee, who's funding the banks? Our government. Who's funding these people? Our government. And the banks. And they're kind of mandated to because they owe. See what I'm saying? What I'm also saying is they aren't the ones that came up with the plan. The people behind the people that are drawing it up and handing it over for their specifications, those are the people calling the shots. I don't care who we vote in. That's what they're there for, is to make this happen. And you think they're going to say, oh, no, that's wrong. There isn't anybody saying, oh, no, that's wrong. They're going, oh, God, I need more money. They don't care. They don't care. My. We got a second short segment that I was unaware of, but now it has proven itself to be true. Call in, folks, 1-800-313-9443. We really appreciate your listenership, and your call-ins are essential for our listeners and for this show. Please call in 1-800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
I read an Amish newsletter that stated there are some 20 additives and chemicals in baked goods and cereals that can be left off the ingredient labels. We're being drugged and lied to every time we take a bite of bread or cake or pasta, anything with grain in it. Stop it. Be more self-reliant. Get a handle on your family's health and future food. Turn the handle of America's premier home grain mill, the Country Living Grain Mill. The Country Living Mill is made in the Pacific Northwest by a family dedicated to the best of nutrition and in being self-sufficient in both good times and bad. Tens of thousands of families throughout the world will testify to the tough, resilient functionality and beauty of the Country Living Grain Mill. Please explore our webpage. Read the testimonies of good folks who have depended on the Country Living Mill for decades. CountryLivingGrainMills.com for your life's sake.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The Human Food Factor Show. If you don't care about freedom in America, you don't belong here. Back to the man with the mic, Howard Axtell.
Buddy, you're a boy, make a big noise, playing in the street, gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace, kicking your can all over the place, singing,
I guess we're a go, folks. Chatting in the background in the studio here. Kind of lost track of time for a second. Call in, folks. 1-800-313-9443. Your calls on this show have made, has made this show what it is. Since we went into self-sustaining, work and a road and a pathway to get to that point, it's not difficult. You know, to store stuff up, instead of buying one can, you buy three. And, you know, pretty soon you're looking for sales in the newspaper where it's 2-for-1 or 3-for-1 handy stuff. You know, takes a couple of minutes of your time, but in the long run, you end up with 2 or 3 times as much. So it is definitely a pair. And in these times, being self-sufficient is, you really owe it. I mean, if something happens, and it's not truly an if, but we'll just say if. If and when something happens,
you owe it to your family.
If you're stuck, I mean, it's like a hurricane. You get stuck, you got no electricity, your toilet's backing up with, or your tub is backing up with sewage and no trash pickup. Place looks like a war zone within 3 or 4 days. Gary, hang tight out there. We're going to bring you on in a second, buddy. if you're sitting there looking at your wife going, gee, I'm really sorry, we don't even have water. I mean, you're going to feel like a real dummy. But what if it's a little longer than that? What if it's not a walk in the park? You know, all of a sudden, this environment's going to become like a dog-eat-dog deal, close, nowhere near a dog-eat-dog. It'll be a whole lot worse than dog-eat-dog when people are going, honey, the baby's going to die. The neighbor, I can smell them cooking over there. Yeah, you think they're not going to come over? Let me tell you, folks, they're going to come over. You know, desperate people do desperate things, and people get desperate quick when they don't have what they need to live. You want to see some evidence of what goes on? Try Monsters of Anarchy. Pull it up on Google, Monsters of Anarchy. You want to get a little flavor of
how it is going to be.
Yeah, and multiply that times about 100 in your own little town. And I don't mean a big town. I mean where there's, you know, you've got 50-50 po' folk and rich folk. You know, and that's just how it goes. You know, you got your po' folk, got your rich folk. But in any event, we were talking about the why we need to really think about being self-sufficient like we used to. You know, make your own food. At least you know what you're eating, because what we're buying is garbage. That's why people are overweight. There's no nutrients in that food that we're buying. Those Hardy burgers, they have been radiated. They've been drugged. They've been injected. They have had every treatment you can think of, and they make it sweet. And they're making it sweet with a new product that is 10 times sweeter than any other product on the market, but it's also toxic, poison. But their whole analogy of legalizing it by the FDA was because, well, you consume so much less of it, then it won't hurt you. But if you sit down with a spoon and eat a whole bag of that stuff, you're probably going to die. You know? But anyway, above and beyond all that, we're going to move right into preparation of how to become self-sufficient. We're going to bring Gary. Matter of fact, let's bring Gary on right now. Hey, Gary, are you out there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm still alive.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. You didn't sound like you were too happy yesterday. Of course, you caught me at the worst possible time. My bed and me have been best friends for about 3 or 4 days, because that seems to be the only thing that works, is staying off my feet to get rid of this dang cold getting ready to kill me. But so what pearls of wisdom can you offer these folks out there today as far as the mindset for self-sufficiency? I mean, becoming self-sufficient where you don't have to depend on Joe Blow down on the corner to help you, where you can help yourself.
I want to make a quick mention on to survive personally, we're also going to have to survive as a nation, and then we're going to have to survive as a world. But there were two things that were a real piss off to me this week. One of them was a financial expose on this Lieber scandal, which also ties into the gold fixing stuff. These SOBs have been stealing trillions and trillions of dollars from little people like me and you for the past couple hundred years. And
yep.
they have set this thing up in all these federal, state, and local bonds and other financing. They have set this up like they set the housing thing up for everybody to lose their house. Now all these federal, state, and local entities are going to go bankrupt, and the bankers are going to come in and buy infrastructure up for pennies on the dollar. So you better be getting braced for that one.
You know what? I've heard that. I have heard that. That is a very, very significant story. And it's funny because the Rothschilds usually are buried. You don't hear about them, and they sound like something out of a medieval storybook. They are not medieval. They're anything but medieval. They've got
evil, but not medieval.
They're right. Evil. They're evil. Not medieval.
And, well, check this out. They have just jumped into bed with Rockefeller out of West Virginia. And one of their deals is a very much sought-for position in the financial world in America. And there are a whole bunch of other people that want it in, but the Rothschilds are in with the Rockefellers. Now, it's a proven fact the Rockefellers are one of the fingers of the Rothschilds. But one of the things that they're doing is called asset management. And it's right down the alley of what you're describing and what is going on, buying up our infrastructure. I mean, they're already doing it in Texas. You know, that big superhighway they're building all the way from Mexico to Canada?
Yep.
It's all sold off in segments, and each one of these different countries or different major companies that owns that segment has got their own toll that they charge.
New Jersey Turnpike, Pennsylvania Turnpike.
They're breaking up our infrastructure, and they're selling it off. And you're right about that. You know, what does that do to us?
Look what happened down in Argentina when they what was that big company?
A very good example.
They came in and bought the waterworks, didn't do any fixing. Everything got broke, trashed, and doubled the prices. And then when they milked the thing till it wouldn't even work anymore, then they blew town and left the people sitting there with nothing.
The funny thing about that, that's not the only country that got. It's gone on in every little country. Belize is one. Guatemala. They bought up the water utility, and the prices go up, and the quality of the service,
ha! Confessions of a Corporate Hitman.
Yep.
That's the book.
I'm going to tell you, these money people, it's all about the money, and it is to heck with anything else. Quality of service, the quality of the product.
Howard, there's another thing that people, I don't know much about it yet, I've heard some things that's very upsetting. It's called the Trans-Pacific Partnership. That's another one we got to watch out for. And I may be wrong on this, but I got the impression where it's a group of large multinational corporations getting together and basically writing rules and regulations for this corporate partnership. There'll be same thing like the Agenda 21, the UN.
Sure.
And of course, the United States is a corporation itself that will impact how you can, what you can or cannot do in your daily life, in your home, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, what the UN has not already gotten signed in treaty.
Exactly. The third thing that I came across this week was on the 27th of July, Obama is supposed to sign the Small Arms Treaty, which will be taking your guns away. And I think that may be the tipping point that puts this country into a full-blown civil war, is what I think will happen.
Well, what it'll do is it will create millions of criminals. Thus, we have the FEMA camps to take care of those dissidents. But because I know for a fact people are not going to give up their guns, but that makes them a criminal. See?
On the bright side, though, Howard, I have been doing an awful lot of Internet research for some 14 years, and the amount, this is on alternative media, and it's starting to creep into national media, the exposure of the corruption and criminality in government and business, I have never seen anything like it. And
yeah,
until
it is.
It
is visible.
Until the time these corporate and these politicians and corporate executives find it is not safe for them to be on the street, and that day will come, trust me, it will come, that they can't walk down to the corner store and buy an ice cream bar without something happening, that day is coming.
Yeah. That day has to come.
And they won't change their ways. None of these people are going to change.
Nope.
Until it is more risky to carry on a public life than it is to do these dirty deeds behind closed doors.
Well,
that day is coming.
You know, the thing about it is I personally, we all actually believe that, you know, these are the people with all the money. See, folks, the deal here is if we're all broke, who's got all the money? You know, that's the bottom line. Then you got the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers coming over here. Actually, you know, I don't. The only reason I can come up with is for Rockefellers being in office as long as he has, beside all his money, is it's West Virginia, kind of innocuous little state. But it's right there. It's right next door to every hub there is. You got Virginia and you got DC and, you know, it's right there next to the hub, but he's kind of in the eaves, so to speak. Very, very powerful man. Helped organize the UN, for instance. You've got the Rothschilds coming to town to manage assets. What assets are we talking about here, folks? I mean, here again, if we don't have the money, who does?
I can tell you whose assets.
They're going to come in and administer their assets, being your houses, your
property,
state parks, your federal parks, and your water resources, your well, all this stuff.
In behalf of the UN, of course, and by treaty, all the legal framework has already been set. I mean, that was the whole point of the first half of this show, is to tell you folks out there, all the legal footwork and framework is set. And when this comes down, people aren't going to like it. And there is going to be H-E double toothpicks to pay. And, boy, it ain't going to be pretty.
Nope.
And Monsters of Anarchy, pull it up on Google and check it out, because that's what's going to happen. You're going to have people dying. My point in describing, and I don't mean to interrupt you or veer off here, I want to close this food thing. All these things that have gone on have been directed at our food supply, folks. Our food supply. If we don't have food, it's proven fact, in 3 weeks you don't have food, your body starts doing some real funny things. Water's 3 days. So all this stuff is tied together, but all these different things moving the production out of the country, we aren't producing our own food. We better wise up, and we had better be able to live on ourselves, off our smarts. I mean, recognize a pure and imminent danger. These people are evil. Anybody who block life away, happiness, freedom for money, are evil. That money is a piece of a tree. It is a tool, and they're using this tool against our food. The quality? I mean, you could eat like a pig all day long and die of starvation. That's what's going on here. You know, you get big and fat, and you got no nutrients, man. You know,
more
Gary,
sprouts.
Huh?
More sprouts.
I'm telling you, more sprouts. Gary Nelson. This is Gary Nelson on the show, folks, by the way, for those of you who don't know. Call in 1-800-313-9443 as a note. We discussed a ton about wheatgrass, growing it in your own front room in these little trays, and then having a juicer, and this stuff is so good for you. I've never been a hippy-dippy guy. Well, that's not entirely true. But something about eating sprouts was just really kind of not my style. I'd rather eat nails. But Gary here got me started and got me reading and looking into it. And, oh, my God, I cannot believe how easy this is to produce. If you're in a high-rise in the middle of New York, you can produce your own stuff right in there. Doesn't hardly need sun, doesn't need squat. And this stuff will keep you alive. You drink an ounce a day. Of course, you got to be careful. You're close to the loo, maybe, until your body gets used to it. But, boy, this...
You want to start gradual.
that's right. You want to start gradual. But this stuff is so good for you. It is the purest of enzymes and vitamins and nutrients that your body needs to live. And if something happens and cracks one of these supply chains that we have, I mean, food is already gone. We are entirely dependent on unstable countries and governments to allow food to come to us, the food that we buy every day in the stores. I mean, all we have to do is slip into a financial problem, which we're already there. You know, you just watch the stock market. It's hilarious. Oh, the stock market went up 278 points today. And you look at the numbers on who made all the money. It's the same guys. It's the same guys. So Bernanke goes, okay, good. We'll prop up the big boys. Boom. Stock market goes up that day. You can watch this thing. It's all over the board. And then all of a sudden, the Rothschilds show up for asset management. We better start thinking with our brains instead of convenience. This isn't going to be like a camping trip, folks. A couple of candles and a couple cans of beans and a gallon of water isn't going to cut it. Isn't going to cut it. I'm telling you, he said. Not talking heads up here. Hey, Gary, don't you agree? We need some callers in here to offer their thoughts on this. I mean, we've got preppers out there. They aren't real talkative until they find a venue that they're comfortable talking.
I can burn some time for you. we get a little stretch here. I'd like to go through the eight areas of survival and how we're being attacked on all these eight areas and show people how to set up a plan A, B, C in each of the eight areas.
That sounds like a good idea. We're going to go to break, folks. Stay tuned, and we'll be back right after the break. Thank you for listening.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Have you ever tasted pancakes or waffles made from freshly milled whole grain? If you haven't, you've missed a marvel of flavor and nutrition. In fact, this miracle of fresh milled goodness will never be found in a grocery store, restaurant, or bakery. But you can unlock this miracle of fantastic flavor, super nutrition, and a whole new world of self-sufficiency right in your own home. The grand key to all these blessings is the Country Living Grain Mill. The Country Living Grain Mill, made in America for 40 years, has been embraced by tens of thousands of families throughout the world, and they stand as a testament of the blessings that the Country Living Mill brings them. For example, whole wheat berries contain over 20 essential nutrients. Commercial milling strips away 70% of those nutrients. You're being robbed. Reclaim what's rightfully yours by going to countrylivinggrainmills.com. For goodness sake. CountryLivingGrainMills.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
The Human Food Factor Show. If you don't care about freedom in America, you don't belong here. Back to the man with the mic, Howard Axtell.
Buddy, you're a boy, make a big noise. Hello, folks. We're back again, broadcasting out of Liberty, Tennessee. It's Howard Axtell and
Ron Lewis.
That's right. On the Human Food Factor Show of America. Americans, I've got to tell you, Gary, let me hold your thought. This is a short segment here leading out of our first hour. We'll have another short segment after the first, and then we'll have a little longer so you can say your piece and stuff.
I got two more threes for you.
What I wanted to say before I get sidetracked, folks, to begin to become self-sufficient, I have an idea. We've talked about it a lot. If you'll just take the time, it's important. Just take the time, carry a little notebook with you. And everything that you touch from the moment that you wake up, I put a sock on, write it down, socks. I brush my teeth, toothbrush, toothpaste. I use soap, soap, water, 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 water. Okay, break it up into categories. Write down everything I got in my car. Okay, car, gas, oil, water, water. Just write all these things down, and you will be amazed. If you do this for a week, you're going to need another notebook. And these are the things that you use every day, that we all use every day in our lives.
And we are accustomed to running to the store and getting them when we run out.
That's exactly right. I don't care if it's cigarettes, tobacco. I don't care if it's colored water. You know, get colored water, whatever. These are the things you need to be we all need to be looking at. Now, Ron and I, we have looked at these things, and that list just keeps getting longer. We were talking about what happens if there's nothing available in services and you crack one of your teeth right in the middle of a time where you're trying to get something done and you've got this excruciating pain every time you breathe in. You've got these little deals that you can buy. They're cheap, and they're a tooth filler. And you can fill the tooth or a pile of Orajel, just squirt some Orajel on there, and boom, your toothache is gone until you can actually deal with the problem. Yank it out, pop it out, do whatever you have to do to get that killer pain out of your face. These little things, and I hate to say it, but the more you think of it, the more there is. And I mean a lot more. It goes right down to, you like pepper on your food? Good. Buy a gallon of it and just stick it somewhere. It's not expensive. But if this food supply chain breaks, we know something's going to happen. I mean, it's going to happen. There's been too much preparation for something not getting ready to happen. I mean, all this legal framework and all this stuff, there's something going to happen. And the Rothschild's gone public here in America, in the financial world. That is, because that's where all the problem came from. All the central banks came from the Rothschilds. And every country that has a central bank has got a big problem. We've got a caller. Hey, Mark, hang tight. I'd hate to short sheet you here. I'd only be able to give you about 30 seconds. We'll bring you on. We got Mark from Texas calling in. We'll pop him at the head of the next hour. Be in a couple of minutes here. Got a few commercials and whatnot, and we'll bring you in and see what you got to say and see if you can't help these folks out here. Our listeners are the most important people in the world. These people know that there is a problem; otherwise, they would not be listening to alternative radio. We are all together. We are brothers and sisters, and we care about each other. That's why we're here, and that's what we're talking about. Folks, hang tight. We'll be back right after the break. Thank you for listening. Headed for our second hour.